Good morning, this is Max Dirks with the Farm Service Agency in Atlantic. Here's today's USDA report. This morning I have some reminders for our livestock producers. The 2014 Farm Bill, which is formerly known as the Agricultural Act of 2014, made four disaster programs administered by the Farm Service Agency permanent programs and provided retroactive authority to cover eligible losses back to October 1, 2011. The first is the Livestock Forage Program, LFP, which provides compensation to eligible producers who suffered grazing losses due to drought. Cass County producers are eligible for 2012 payments due to the drought that year. In order for producers to qualify, their livestock must have grazed land for commercial use as part of the farming operation. Producers must be listed on the farm, have an interest in the livestock, and certify the pasture was used for grazing. LFP payments are calculated based on 60% of the lesser of the monthly feed cost for all covered livestock, or calculated by using the normal carrying capacity of the eligible grazing land of the livestock producer. The Livestock Indemnity Program, LIP, provides compensation to livestock producers who suffered livestock death losses in excess of normal mortality due to adverse weather events after October 1, 2011. In order to be eligible for payment, producers need to provide proof of livestock death. Contact our office if you have questions as to what constitutes acceptable production evidence under this program. The Emergency Assistance for Livestock, Honeybees, and Farm-Raised Fish Program, ELAP, is available for eligible producers of livestock, honeybees, and farm-raised fish who have suffered losses because of disease, adverse weather, or other conditions after October 1, 2011 that are not covered under the LIP or LFP programs. One example of losses covered under this program includes honeybee losses due to colony collapse disorder. The Tree Assistance Program, TAP, provides financial assistance to qualifying orchardists and nursery tree growers to replant or rehabilitate eligible trees, bushes, and vines damaged by natural disasters. For more information on TAP, contact your local FSA office. Applications for program year 2012 and 2013 ELAP are due the 1st of August 2014, while program year 2014 ELAP applications are due November 1st of this year. The deadline to file a notice of loss and application for payment for the 2011 through 2014 LIP, LFP, or TAP programs is January 30th, 2015, although a 7.2% sequestration reduction will apply to any payments made after October 1st of this year. Next, a few notes about the crop acreage reporting process. Cass County producers are reminded to file a crop acreage report with our office. The 2014 Cass County certification process is by appointment. Please contact our office to schedule. As we roll out the Farm Bill programs administered by FSA and continue with the crop acreage reporting certifications, there will be related signups and in some cases multiple management decisions will need to be made by producers in consult with FSA staff. To ensure maximum use of your time and to ensure you're afforded our full attention to your important business needs, call our office ahead of your visit to set an appointment and to discuss any records or documentation you may need to have with you when you arrive for your appointment. 2014 certification includes all crops planted this spring. It also includes any ongoing or perennial crops, as well as CRP. These would include annual certification of pastures used for grazing and any perennial alfalfa or grass not certified by the December 13, 2013 deadline. Remember to provide planting dates when you certify. To save time and ensure efficient service, please call or stop by the Cass County FSA office to schedule an appointment. Now, 2014 CRP mid-contract management. Producers participating in the CRP program are responsible for CRP cover maintenance. Participants need to maintain practices according to their conservation plan without additional cost share assistance. This includes compliance with state noxious weed laws and control of other weeds not considered noxious if the undesirable vegetation poses a threat to existing cover or adversely impacts other landowners in the area. CRP participants need to receive FSA approval before beginning spot weed treatment during the primary nesting season of May 15 to August 1st. Treatment includes spot spraying and spot mowing and is limited to the immediate area of infestation. Producers who complete CRP mid-contract management activities this spring are reminded to turn in their cost share billings to the local office as soon as possible in order to be processed for payment. CRP mid-contract management was not completed prior to May 15th. CRP producers are reminded they need to contact their local FSA office and request an extension to complete their mid-contract management after the 1st of August and before the 30th of September of this year. Next, some brief reminders about the 2013 Crop Year Marketing Assistance Loans. Producers are reminded they only have 1 week left to take advantage of FSA's 9-month marketing assistance loans. The May 2014 interest rate for commodity loans is 1.125%, and Cass County's 2013 loan rates are $1.84 per bushel for corn and $4.91 for soybeans. Loan rates in other counties across the listening area are comparable. Call or stop by your local USDA service center to inquire about the loan rates in your particular county. Eligible producers may request a marketing assistance loan for their 2013 crops through May 31st, 2014. And finally, 2013 acre program. Participation in the 2013 average crop revenue election, or acre program, requires production reports for planted acres on farms that were enrolled. Failure to report production for the covered commodities planted on acre farms in 2013 may result in contract termination. If the contract is terminated, all payments, including direct payments previously received, will be required to be refunded. Reports are due to the county office no later than July 15th. Now is a great time to bring in that information while it's readily available. Contact our office if you have questions on what constitutes acceptable production evidence. In closing, for any more information on any of the topics covered today, or any other questions you may have, contact your local county FSA office. For those producers in Cass County, our office is located at 503 West 7th Street here in Atlantic, and our phone number is 243-1377. You can also find us on the web at fsa.usda.gov. Thanks, and have a great day.